Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Welcome to worship. Today is our lay ministry service. For those of you who don't know, Pastor Jason and his family have traveled back east to Seward, Nebraska to be there for their daughter's graduation from seminary. So we pray for their safety and for the joyful event that that is. And in the meantime, you get Sherman and I. So we thank you for joining us. We thank you for being here, and all those who are with us on the radio, we are glad that you're here to listen, because where two or more are gathered, the Lord is here. So let us begin with hymn number 842, and please stand on the last verse of the hymn.
Thank you.
of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We join responsibly. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise.
Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard.
Who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip.
Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. Please be seated. We join in hymn 606. Please join me in reading the Kyrie, printed in your bulletin. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our first reading today is from Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, and we are all witnesses of this, that he did both in country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone without water for baptizing, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join in our responsive Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Bring forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre.
With the lyre and sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Make a joyful noise before the king.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
The world and those who dwell in it.
Let the rivers clap their hands.
Let the hills sing for joy together.
Before the Lord, for he comes.
To judge the earth.
He will judge the world with righteousness.
And the peoples with equity.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today comes from 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you are able, and we will sing the Alleluia verse. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Please be seated. We now join in hymn 770.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, on this, the sixth Sunday of Easter, May 5th, 2024. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. As many of you are aware, we are in the great state of Nebraska for our daughter Daisy's college graduation and her sending service as a deaconess in training. We feel blessed and thankful to be able to be present for this special occasion in our daughter's life. Thank you very much for your friendship, your love, and your support in the gospel. And while I'm not there with you this morning, no doubt we are all together in the Spirit of Christ on this, the Lord's Day. Today, I'm writing to you as I consider the blessed words of our Lord Jesus from our gospel reading from John chapter 15. Jesus told us in verse 15, "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." I invite you to consider this morning what a high and magnificent honor has been bestowed upon you and all of us as believers to be called friends of Jesus. What does it mean to be friends with God? It means many, many things. The Apostle James tells us that it was Abraham who was first given this blessed status with God. In James chapter 2, verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God." God calls you and I his friends as well, the same way as he did Abraham, by faith. By believing that Jesus' cross and resurrection were for us and for our forgiveness and salvation, by this we are counted righteous friends of God himself. This is how God sees it. This is how righteousness works. To have a friend means to be blessed with loyalty and security, and someone who is willing to suffer for you and with you. It means constant companionship and ongoing care and love. A true friend would move heaven and earth not to let you down. A true friend would never forsake you and never break a promise to you. The poet Mary Angelou reminded us in her famous poem entitled Alone that, as she put it, "I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody but nobody can make it out of here alone." And we know it. We need others so much. We all need a friend. Doctors medicate us, teachers teach us, spouses love us, pilots fly us, farmers feed us, but friends, they are the most needed of all. The words of a friend change lives, change a frown into a smile, and bring us joy. I count myself most blessed to call you all my friends, and I hope you know that I am also a friend with you as we walk together through this life in Christ. We need friends, but another need is for us to be a friend. But friendship has another important meaning. What is that? Friends share themselves with one another. True friends know the real truth about each other. A person might hide their thoughts, their feelings, or plans from a stranger, or even from a colleague or an acquaintance, even sometimes from a parent or, sadly, a spouse. But a friend, a real friend, knows the truth. Friends work together at the hard, tenuous work of living life. There's truly no secrets among real friends. That's exactly what Jesus told us, again in John chapter 15, verse 15. "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." As God's real friends, we now know what he really is doing, thanks to Jesus. He lets us in on what's really going on in the world. John's gospel put it best from John chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. His word tells us all that we're doing, that he's doing. He's come to save. As his friends, he includes us in this work. What an honor that is. As his friends, Jesus tells us the true and ugly reality of sin. He tells us how deeply it has affected us and how helpless it's made us. Then he tells us of his power, what he is able and willing to do for us, his friends. He died for us. He rose again from the grave for us. He ascended into the heavens and sent his Spirit to secure our way to him. He himself says in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. That's what he did. He conquered sin and death for you. He is your truest friend. The truth is that in this life, with its troubles and its traps, with its evil and its sin, we sometimes feel alone. But we are not alone at all. No one can make it out of here alone. The God of all creation, the God of the universe, our Lord Jesus, is our friend. I encourage you to let this sink in. Our hymn this morning told us what a friend we have in Jesus. I write to you today to encourage you to see Jesus this way. See him as your truest friend, the one who promises you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See his friendly kindness, his loyalty. Know for certain he will never break his promises. When we sin, when we err, when we turn the wrong way, when we don't return his friendship, he still remains faithful to us. His power is to forgive, and he does it. As surely as the sun rose over the Sangre de Cristo Mountains this morning, that it is shining through the stained glass windows behind the altar, your sins are forgiven. Christ has died, and behold, he lives for us. He calls us his friends. I just can't stress this enough. Think of it. Think of all that it means that God is really, truly your friend. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters, until that great and wonderful day when Jesus appears in the clouds with the sound of trumpet of God and the shout of the archangel. Trust in his friendship. Talk to him. Share with him your joys and your struggles. As the scripture says, cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. Trust it. Know it, thus saith the Lord. He is trustworthy to care for you in all that you need. So, brothers and sisters, as you continue through your day and your week to come, do so in full confidence that Jesus is faithful. He will be with you to help and to save. I wish you all the peace of Christ this morning, and I trust that the Lord will care for you until I see you again, all my friends. In Christ, Pastor Jason.
Please stand if you are able, and we will read the Ten Commandments together. You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We continue with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We will sing hymn 602 during our offering. Join responsibly in the prayers of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in the prayers of the church here and everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Please stand if you are able, and we will recite and pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We join in Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and keep you.
Amen.
We conclude with hymn 490. We thank you for joining us today, both here and on the radio, and we pray for a blessed week. Keep our pastor and his family in your prayers as he travels home. They travel home shortly. And for all the graduates that are going out into the work world these days, and we just thank you. Is there any announcements at all? All righty, well.
Thanks also to Miriam, our organist, and to Gary, our usher, to our acolyte, and for all of you being here. Have a great week.
Been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
Now back to a better variety of country favorites and today's hits. This is KSPK.